As people around the country mull over how the Supreme Court decision will affect their lives, we at Cross Currents are considering one law that'll soon be affecting what we can eat. On July 1st, it'll be against California law to produce or sell any liver from force-fed birds. That may sound irrelevant to you, but to many, that's the source of a premier culinary delicacy, foie gras. Foie gras has been around for longer than you may think. If you were to enter the tomb of Mereruka, a royal official who lived in Egypt around 2500 BC, you'd find a sculpture depicting several men grasping geese by their throats and pushing food into their mouths. It turns out the tradition of fattening birds through overfeeding is a very old one. Today, foie gras can cost over $100 a pound, but many people consider the production of foie gras to be unnecessarily cruel. Farmers must fatten duck or goose livers up to 12 times their usual size by force-feeding the animals several times a day. The law was passed in 2004, giving foie gras producers 7.5 years to change their operations. Now, its implementation is just days away. Over the past few months, there's been an outcry among foie gras supporters who still hope to overturn the ban. So, why so much fuss over a delicacy? KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs has the story.
San Francisco's Humphrey Slocum Ice Cream Parlor is known for its unique flavor selection. On a given week, your choices might include sour cream, salt and pepper, and prosciutto. And right now, they have a special option. It will only be available until July 1st. Tyler Puglisi is waiting in line to get it before it's gone.
I'm gonna try the foie gras ice cream because I think foie gras is delicious. Amazing. And very good. And I'm looking forward to it in a creamy, like, sauce that's cold. So I will come back and tell you exactly what I think of it.
Yes, a foie gras ice cream sandwich. Humphrey Slocum put them on the menu in the summer of 2009. In the past few months, they've produced approximately 3 dozen sandwiches each day and have sold out every single one. Who's buying them? People like Tyler, San Francisco gourmands, and just curious eaters. Humphrey Slocum isn't alone in its tribute to the soon-to-be-banned delicacy. Restaurants around California are featuring foie gras on their menus, creating unique and lavish dishes, and even holding multi-course dinners devoted to the food. Offerings include items like foie and eel terrine, seared foie with lamb's tongue, and foie gras toffee. A few minutes after we talk, Puglisi comes back holding his $5 treasure, a smallish ice cream sandwich with 2 house-made ginger snaps on the outside and a thick slab of buttery ice cream within.
So I went to go order it, and for a second they told me that they were out of them for dramatic effect, and I felt this horrible thing in my throat, like someone was opening it up and shoving down despair. But then they got out more, and I'm eating it right now, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. It's like Christmas duck, but sweet and salty and full of wonder and amazement.
That's how a lot of people seem to feel. Walking down the line, people grasp to find words that describe the food they're willing to buck social stigma to attain.
That hint of foie gras in the background that you wouldn't think would be all that tasty when you first hear about it, but surprisingly, foie gras lends itself very well to ice cream, and it's a combination made in heaven.
We actually had foie gras for dinner, and now I'm having it for dessert, too. You can really get some of the savory, fatty flavor of it.
It tastes good. I like it. Tastes like foie gras ice cream inside of ginger snap cookies.
Would you eat it again?
Yes. And thankfully, I usually live on the other coast where they're not banning foie gras.
Foie gras has already been banned in countries such as Israel, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. But California will be the first U.S. state to ban it. After leaving Humphrey Slocum, I stopped by Encanto Restaurant in Noe Valley to speak to chef owner Mark Pastore, one of the band's most vocal opponents.
We're not advocating that everybody should eat foie gras. What we're advocating for is that people ought to be able to choose for themselves what they do and don't eat.
When Pastore says we, he's talking specifically about a group called the Coalition for Ethical Farming Standards, or, appropriately, chefs.
And we are proposing a set of veterinary-based standards for the production of foie gras to set a standard for this animal husbandry practice rather than just banning something.
Here's how foie gras is currently produced. This is in most places. There are some exceptions. When geese or ducks are between 9 and 25 weeks of age, farmers begin force-feeding them. In order to feed them, they insert a tube down the bird's throat. This process is called gavage, and it takes about 30 seconds. Over the course of a few weeks, the bird's liver increases from an initial weight of around 80 grams to between 600 and 1,000 grams. Pastore says we can't assume we know what an animal's feeling during this process.
It's easy to anthropomorphize and to think about the horror of having a tube shoved down your throat. But fundamentally, foie gras ducks are ducks, and geese are different than humans. They don't have a gag reflex.
The process essentially involves mutilating an animal's vital organs to make them taste better, and in the process, the animal is suffering, severely ill and diseased. And if the animal weren't slaughtered, they would simply be dying from that process.
Carter Dillard is head of litigation at the Animal Legal Defense Fund, an organization that uses the legal system to protect animal welfare. He says gavage is
the barbaric practice, which really, from our perspective, is beyond the pale. And that's why California was smart enough to pass a ban, which is going to go into effect in July.
Chefs has submitted a draft bill that would repeal the ban, but change state law to require that foie gras sold or produced in California meet humane treatment standards. Things like keeping birds in a cage-free environment and feeding them less food each day. Dillard says that's not enough.
The key issue here really is the size of the liver. Its size gives you an indication of how diseased it is. So the fact that the current, you know, revamped methods still embrace the large dysfunctional liver shows that it's really just window dressing, and what they're after is to maximize profit at the welfare of these animals.
There's another objection to the ban, that it's too narrowly focused. Daniel Patterson owns several high-profile Bay Area restaurants, including Qua, Il Cane Rosso, and Plum. He's not a member of Chefs, but he's been active in the foie gras movement.
I think they're targeting a food that a fraction of 1% of the population eats. So it's basically, it's a meaningless gesture.
And since foie gras is a small industry, Patterson says it's an easier target than other meat production processes.
I think it's especially unfortunate because government could make a stand in favor of the health of all animals that are raised for us to feed ourselves. But they're not doing that.
And there are a lot of animals raised to feed us. The USDA estimates that in 2011, U.S. eaters consumed a whopping 25.6 billion pounds of beef, not to mention all the poultry and pork consumed in that year. Patterson says that people who really want to help animals should focus their attention on those big players.
And so I think, you know, if we can get to a point of education, especially with the kids that are growing up now, about that it matters where something came from and how it was raised, then I think that's the way that we'll be able to evolve our food culture in the future.
Since foie gras production is such a tiny percentage of the U.S. meat industry, I asked Dillard why it's gotten so much media attention and raised so much controversy. He said it's about the lengths producers go to for a slightly better taste.
It's moving beyond eating animals for food. If you ate a duck liver for food, you wouldn't be force-feeding the animal over a three-week period to enlarge its liver 10 or 12 times its normal size. It's foie gras beyond that. It's really the process of mutilating the animal simply to make them taste better, which is a lot more egregious, I think, in most people's minds than simply eating the animal itself.
A repeal before July 1st seems unlikely, but chefs hope to overturn the ban at the 2013 legislative session. State Senator Lois Wolk has already announced that she is considering composing legislation to aid their cause. Police and animal control officials in San Francisco have said they don't have specific plans to enforce the ban, but there's technically a $1,000 fine per violation. So for now, people are still flocking to get their share of foie gras before it's gone. For Cross Currents, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs.